Kahkahu Cyril George Sr.'s family unearthed his photo collection in the wake of his death 11 years ago. His granddaughter, Lillian Woodbury, said she was astounded at the volume of photos he kept in a small Juneau condo.
That tiny little room had been harboring all of these memories he captured in photo. I mean, every time we thought, we've got them all, we pulled out another box or another container. And I'd be like, oh my God, Mom, it's another box of photos.
To Woodbury, George was grandpa. But he left a mark on thousands of people in Southeast Alaska. George was a Tlingit leader from Angoon who lived to be 92 years old. Videos of his speeches are used for Tlingit language classes, and a collection at the University of Alaska Southeast Library is named after him. A family friend suggested they donate the photographs to Sea Alaska Heritage Institute to preserve and store them.
There's so much just joy in these photos. It's one of my favorite things, looking through them and seeing people just having a good time. People dancing, people talking to each other, cooking out on the beach.
That's Emily Galgano, one of the archivists who's been combing through the photos for the last several years. Some of the photos are online now and printed in books that are available in Juneau and Angoon for elders to look through. SHI hopes people will recognize some of the faces.
The first thing is we tried to find photos where you could see people's faces clearly, because the point of the book is really to try to get some identifications.
There are 20,000 photos in the full collection. A lot of them are pet photos and landscapes, but of the 1,600 SHI has made available, most are of people. Dancers in full regalia, fishing trips with strung up halibut, graduations and meetings. The photos are full of life. Basketball games and 4th of July parades. They show Tlingit people living, working, teaching, and making art. They show elders and babies, and elders with babies. And those babies may be elders now themselves. Tlingit photographer Brian Wallace helped SHI scan the photographs. He knew George growing up, and looking through the photos, he was surprised by how many there are of everyday life.
They seemed mundane at the time, but looking back into the whole scope of things, it's just an amazing body of work.
Wallace says the photos of Kuik and early celebrations stand out to him, that they show how Southeast Alaska Native cultures have endured.
You know, they were thriving back then. They were thriving when he took the photos and still thriving.
And some of the photos were deeply personal for Wallace.
And then I loved finding the photographs that he had of my parents, to see some of those photos. And then also lots of photos of my aunts, you know, of my aunties cooking dinner or singing songs or just in the background of photos. It was always fun to see those.
Woodbury, George's granddaughter, says it was hard to part with the collection. The memory of his loss is still fresh, more than a decade later.
But we also didn't want a lifetime of him making sure he carried that camera around to be lost.
She hopes that others, like Wallace, will look through the collection and find photos of loved ones who've passed on.
I think if people walk away seeing these photos and they feel like he gave them that one moment in time back, that makes me happy. And that will be a small part of his legacy.
Another part of his legacy is Woodbury herself. She's a photographer, too.
I think I was 16 the first time he gifted me a camera. And that was all it took.
And you can find a link to the photo collection in the online version of this story at ktoo.org. In Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery.